Yeah, hi, Mr. Chair. I think what we're saying is it's kind of just that the sentence itself is incomplete. So if I read to you, tell me what this means. People, infrastructure, housing, production capacity, and other tangible human assets located in a hazard-prone area, one might say the exposed, but they probably wouldn't say that's the definition of exposure. So exposure has to be some sort of condition. It's a situation. It is the situation by where those things are exposed, not those things. So the sentence, the idea and thought behind the sentence we agree with, but the sentence itself does not, it's not complete to express that these items, these people and places, are in some sort of situation or place whereby they are to define exposure. Instead, they are merely the exposed, as I read it. So my definition would be very similar to that of the Czech Republic, that you know it's the condition of these assets being at risk due to their proximity to the hazard-prone area or the area affected by the wider consequences. So I just think that it needs to be more robust to really define the term exposure and not just list exposure is houses, assets, and things in an area.